With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House passes a bill to avoid a government shutdown days before the November 17th deadline.
The two-part, quote, laddered continuing resolution, or CR, will fund parts of the government until January 19 and others until February 2nd. The bill cleared the GOP-led House with broad bipartisan support, which it needed after Republican leaders decided to bring the bill to the floor under a procedural move that required a two-thirds majority to pass rather than a simple majority. With many GOP lawmakers refusing to support more government spending, Democrats provided the bulk of the votes to pass the CR. Edwin Mora, Washington.
One pro-life GOP senator is hoping to convince Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama to end his holds on military promotions. Bob Agnew reports it could be a way forward for pro-military conservatives who also oppose abortion.
Senator Dan Sullivan says he, like Tuberville, opposes the Pentagon's use of tax dollars to pay for abortions, but says
there's a lot of other ways we can continue to fight this.
One is to remove the holds on high-level career military leaders who Sullivan says President Biden doesn't care about.
And put the hold on the civilian DOD official who's actually in charge of the policy.
A simple matter of strategy, says Sullivan.
We care way more about we Republicans than the military than they do. You never take a hostage that you care about more than your opponent.
Sullivan told the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt he's also working with Tuberville to sue the DOD over its abortion policy. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tens of thousands showed up at the National Mall in Washington today in support of the State of Israel and its war with Hamas. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 489 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asked the American voters about the LGBT question.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they indicate that the gay agenda is a litmus test issue for 28% of respondents. That is to say, they will not cast a ballot for a candidate if he does not agree with them on LGBT matters. 35% of Americans say homosexuality is just one of many issues they consider, and 36% say they don't care about it one way or the other. Democrats are more concerned than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. ICC points to attacks against Christians, desecrations of Christian sites, and suffocation of Christian communities. SRN News. Been to Home Depot lately? Correspondent Rita Foley reports on a change in the way we're spending our money.
It turns out Americans are focusing on smaller, less expensive projects at home. A change from several years ago when we were taking on major renovations, say the experts. Why? Well, we're more closely watching where we spend our money now as costs rise. And Home Depot sales are sliding as Americans wrestle with persistent inflation. But don't worry about Home Depot. Although revenue is down, they made $37 billion last quarter. I'm Rita Foley.
A Moscow court has fined Google for failing to store personal data on its Russian users. It's the latest in a series of fines on the U.S. tech giant amid tensions with the West over the fighting in Ukraine. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.